I really don't like to take it with Sam after all that effective repair work last night.
Now, I wanted to ask you some more about that turn. You said a turn. You didn't just mean because you turned it over.
No, it's a batch.
Uh-huh.
A turn.
What other kinds of things would you use that? I've never heard that.
I don't know, really. Just a batch of anything that you are making.
You ever say a turn of cookies?
No, it would be more of a project, like a turn of jam or jelly or this sort of thing.
I see. But it would be synonymous
with batch, more or less.
Wouldn't that be something you made in a frying pan and
no,
turned on?
No,
over?
It's now, a quality thing.
I think that's interesting. That's nice. Up there you might change one of the...
Pots?
No,
lights?
One of the...
Fluorescent tubes?
Well, no, these that hang down here.
Oh, one of the light bulbs?
Yeah. And woman's going to hang clothes out in the backyard. She might carry them out in a
basket.
And something smaller than a barrel. The nails might come.
It'll be a keg.
And I don't know that I might have asked these yesterday, the things that go around the barrel.
Our staves.
Yeah. Now the staves are kept in place by...
Oh, by the rims, I guess.
Yeah.
They're metal.
Yep. Yeah. You could call them rims, or you could call them rings, or you could call them... remember kids, old 5 or 10 years ago, used to play with these things.
Hoops, of course. Hoops.
And something you put in the top of the bottle.
Cork.
Now, whether it's made of cork or not, you'd still call it that?
I would think so if it went in like a cork does. If it were a metal thing that clamped on, you'd call it a cap.
But you'd call it a rubber cork? You might say
I would just call it a cork. Now, we opened a bottle of champagne the other night and had a plastic cork, and that's what we call
it. That's what I'm getting. Now, a musical instrument that you blow in about this long?
French horn.
Okay. Now,
French harp, I'm sorry.
Yeah. And. Now, oh, that's right. Or what? Is there anything else you call it?
It is a harmonica.
Okay. And one that you hold between your teeth and twang?
The only thing I've ever heard that called is a juice harp, and we used to call it juice harp.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, both of those are.
Does it have another name?
No, juice harp is the official name. In deference to fear of anti-Semitism or something, they call them jaws harp, the euphemism, the jaws harp. In fact, there's a book by Ray Smek that I found, it's an instruction book, How to Play the Jaws Harp.
Oh.
And I think in the beginning there's a very phony kind of history of the instrument, and he says that it was originally called the jaws harp, but it's sometimes called... But they call it Bruce harp now. There are a number of things they try to avoid calling it, Jews harp. Now, I don't know how it ever got the name, though, but it's... something you pound nails with.
A hammer.
And the part of a wagon that comes up between the...
the tongue.
Two horses, and on a buggy that goes up on either side of the...
The wheels? To the buggy?
No, it goes
up
on either side of the... Plus it goes up on either side of the horse, just one horse.
Oh, wait, he's between the shafts.
Yeah, right. And on a wooden wheel, the outer part of the wooden wheel, the metal that's nailed on the outer part of the wheel.
It's a rim, I guess.
Yeah. Now that's the metal part.
Mm-hmm.
All right. On a wooden wheel, the
yes.
part that's nailed on. You know what the wooden part underneath it is called?
The circular part.
Yeah,